Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk. Before we conclude tonight's award ceremony, there's one more thing which I ought to mention to you. It has been brought to my attention that Chet Wilson has announced his intention to retire. Chet has been with us for 25 years. In fact, he was one of the company's original employees. I know he's served as a mentor to numerous people in attendance tonight, but Chet's ready to spend more time with his grandkids, so his last day on the job will be this coming Friday. Chet, how about coming up here and saying a few words? I'm sure that everybody would love to hear from you. Number 71. What does the speaker mainly discuss? Number 72. What is suggested about Chet Wilson? Number 73. What does the speaker ask Chet Wilson to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Reynolds. This is Tina Gardner at Robinson Supplies. I'd like to inform you that it appears you overpaid us this month. We received a check in the amount of $500, but you only spent $450 in July. Would you like us to return the check and wait for you to remit the proper amount? Or would you simply prefer that we cash the check and then add $50 to your account? I'll be here until 6 o'clock this evening, so if you could return my call at 980-3837 before then, I'd appreciate it. Oh, just so you know, your most recent order will be brought to your office by Henry sometime around 5 o'clock this evening. Goodbye.
Number 74. Why did the speaker call? Number 75. What does the speaker request that Mr. Reynolds do? Number 76. Who most likely is Henry? Question 77 through 79 refer to the following weather report.
This is Kimberly Vega with the weather report. We've had rainy weather for the past 3 days, but it appears as though that's going to come to an end soon. You can put your umbrellas away around noon as the clouds will disappear and the sun will come out. You'll enjoy sunny weather from then until Wednesday. But on Thursday, expect cloudy skies to arrive along with windy conditions. The temperature will get lower too. It looks like there will be highs around 12 degrees Celsius, so be sure to wear a jacket. All right, that's enough for me. Now let's hear from Jake with the local business news. Jake, what's going on around town?
Number 77. What does the speaker most likely mean when she says,
"That's going to come to an end soon"?
Number 78. When will the weather conditions be windy? Number 79. What will the listeners hear next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all passengers, I'd like to give you an update on what has caused the delay. Apparently, the subway in front of us suffered a mechanical breakdown at Davidson Station, which is our next stop. Until a repair crew can move the subway out of the way, we can't move anywhere. I just received a call from my supervisor, and he estimates it will take about 10 minutes for that to happen. So please be calm during this time. I'll keep you updated with the progress of the work team every couple of minutes. We hope to be back on the move no later than 6:30. We regret the inconvenience and apologize for the delay.
Number 80. What caused the problem? Number 81. Why does the speaker say?
It will take about 10 minutes for that to happen.
Number 82. What does the speaker say that he will do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk. Welcome to the 6th Annual Arlington Manufacturing Convention. I'm Sylvester Hampton, and I'm the president of the Arlington Manufacturing Association. It looks like we've got the biggest crowd ever, so I'm sure everyone's eager to begin. We have plenty of great workshops, speeches, seminars, and roundtable discussions for you to participate in. If you require a schedule, you can pick one up at the reception desk beside the auditorium entrance. I'm sure we'll have a great time here for the next 3 days. All right, let's hear from the keynote speaker. Gregory Thompson has run a local manufacturer for 30 years and intends to tell us how he's managed to be successful for so long. Number 83. What is most likely true about Sylvester Hampton? Number 84. What can listeners get at the reception desk? Number 85. What will probably happen next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Headquarters has decided to proceed with plans to open a branch office in Melbourne, Australia. The office should open its doors on October 1st, so we don't have much time to prepare. But I'm positive that with hard work, we can do it. I've been instructed by management to tell you that we require 2 people from our office to work in Melbourne full-time. I know some of you are interested in transferring, so here's your chance to work in a foreign country. This will be a 3-year assignment with the opportunity to stay longer. I can provide you with more information. Just talk to me once this meeting concludes.
Number 86. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"With hard work, we can do it"?
Number 87. What does the speaker say about the transfer opportunity? Number 88. How can listeners get more information from the speaker? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report. In local news, the Springfield Tigers baseball team is playing its final game of the season this evening. Since it's the championship game, a sellout is expected at the stadium. The game starts at 6:30, therefore, people leaving work for the day should be aware that traffic around the stadium is likely to be much heavier than normal, starting about 5 o'clock. When the game concludes around 9:30, traffic will once again be congested for approximately an hour. We here at the Channel 4 News Desk wish the Tigers the best of luck. Let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll be back with some financial news. Number 89. What is the news report mainly about? Number 90. What does the speaker mention about the game? Number 91. What will the listeners hear next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling Danbury Power. Unfortunately, we're closed for the national holiday, so there's no one here in the office who can take your call. If you are calling to report a downed power line, a lack of electricity somewhere, or some other urgent situation, please press 5. you will be transferred to another office where you can report the situation. If you are calling regarding a billing or service issue, please press 4 if you want to leave a voicemail message. Leave your contact information, and someone will respond to you as soon as the workday commences tomorrow. To hear this message again, please press 7.
Number 92. Why did nobody answer the phone? Number 93. Why would a person press the number 5? Number 94. What is suggested about Danbury Power? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and weather forecast. I just found out that a big thunderstorm has been forecast for the day of the building dedication. Since the event is scheduled to take place outside, I've decided to move it to next Monday. I would hate for inclement weather to ruin the ceremony. In addition, please note that the schedule for the event has slightly changed. Ross Tanner, the mayor of our city, has agreed to attend, and he intends to say a few words there. I've scheduled him to talk for about 5 minutes at 9:55. That means my speech will be moved to 10 o'clock. Does anyone have any questions? Number 95. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 96. Look at the graphic. When was the event originally scheduled to be held? Number 97. Who is scheduled to speak at the event? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hello, Ms. Brentwood. This is Marvin Harrison from Destiny Realty. I have some excellent news for you. A new house, which fulfills the requirements you gave me, just came onto the market. It has 4 bedrooms and is a 5-minute walk from the local school. It even comes with a swimming pool. Your family will love it. This house is likely to sell quickly, so I'd like you to see it immediately. I've got time tomorrow at around 10 a.m. How about meeting me at my office, and then we can drive there together? Please send me a text message to confirm this schedule. I hope to hear from you soon.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Where is the house the speaker is discussing? Number 99. What does the speaker say about the house? Number 100. How does the speaker request that he be contacted?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.